called it before the game, Mike Chappelle might be a key contributor. I guess the Spartan reserves had heard enough about all the depth that Florida had. Now they were going to get dominated in the bench scoring department, because the Spartan bench, Izzo went to them earlier, used them much more frequently than he had in other NCAA tournament games in response to what Donovan was going to do. And those guys stepped up. Jason Richardson, a lot of talk about the Florida freshman. The freshman from Michigan State was good. And Chappelle, the guy who had to sit at and watch last year's Final Four semifinal game from the stands after transferring from Duke, that was painful for him to spend a year away from the team, comes back and plays brilliantly.
I thought also, Digger and I talked about it earlier tonight, they suffocated the perimeter game of Florida. They hit some threes late, but I'm going to tell you something else. Everybody will say, Marius Peterson, 2-for-7 in the first half, did not play well. Sorry, he locked up Michael Miller. Michael Miller was nowhere to be had in that first half because of the defensive ability of Marius Peterson. And we could talk, Digger, about all the great defensive teams in America. This team at Michigan State plays defense the right way. They cut off driving angles, they help, and then they attack the glass and rebound.
I didn't think they did a good enough job at Florida of going to Haslam in the paint. He had 21 points with about 8 minutes left in the game, and he did a great job of just beating this team up inside, and they stopped Michigan State, they stopped Florida's perimeter game. But when you don't get points in the paint with the consistency that they have, you're not going to loosen up that outside game. But Chappelle, when Cleaves went down, Chappelle comes off the bench, hits a big three, then a deuce. Those 5 points maintained and increased that lead until he got back into the game.
Exactly.
Don't forget Granger.
Cleaves was out 4.5 minutes, and during that time, Michigan State actually extended that lead, critical part midway in the second half. And you did mention A.J. Granger. Here's another senior who came up just huge for Michigan State. The guy who really was not much of a factor against Wisconsin, did not play well in the Final Four loss to Duke last year, stepped up, got his confidence early, guys, by knocking down those threes and finished with 19. How about tying a career high in a championship game?
A.J. Granger, last year against Duke, what happens? He goes 2-for-6, 5 points, so he's got his private agenda tonight to come off, and he started early in the game. When you can get that inside-outside balance going, Granger hitting the threes, Mo Pete gets it going. Again, the second half, Peterson takes it over like he does in every game, and it's the consistency. I thought Charlie Bell, defense on Miller was key, but also to Charlie Bell, defensive rebounding, they just punished Florida on the boards when it counted.